This is a mutual fund observer profile of the Bratton Fund, whose ticker symbol is BRTNX. It was published in May 2013. The Bratton Fund seeks to achieve long-term capital appreciation by investing in a small number of undervalued securities. It normally holds between 15 to 20 stocks, whose underlying firms combine a defensible competitive advantage, relevant products, competent and shareholder-oriented management, growth, and a low level of debt. The manager wants to invest in ethical businesses, but does not use any formal ESG screens. The fund is managed by Stephen Dodson. From 2002 to 2008, Mr. Dodson worked at Parnassus Investments in San Francisco, California, where he held various positions, including President, Chief Operating Officer, Chief Compliance Officer, and was a co-portfolio manager of a $25 million California tax-exempt bond fund. Before Parnassus, Mr. Dodson was a venture capital associate with Advent International and an investment banking analyst at Morgan Stanley. Mr. Dodson has over $1 million invested in the fund, and a large fraction of the fund's total assets come from his family. The minimum investment required to open an account with the fund is $5,000, which is reduced to $1,000 for IRAs. What follows is the observer's commentary on the fund. Does it make sense to you that you could profit from following the real-life choices of the professionals in your life? Might it help to know what hospital your doctor uses when her family needs one? Where the area's best chef eats when he wants to go out for a weeknight dinner? Which tablet computer gets your geeky friends all shiny-eyed? If that strategy makes sense to you, so will the Bratton Fund. Bratton is managed by Stephen Dodson. For a relatively young man, he's had a fascinating array of experiences. After graduating from Berkeley, he booked 80 to 100-hour weeks with Morgan Stanley, taking telecom firms public. He worked in venture capital with software and communications firms before joining his father's firm, Parnassus Investments. At Parnassus, he did everything from answering phones and doing equity research to co-managing a fixed income fund and presiding over the company. He came to realize that managing a family relationship and what I wanted in my career were incompatible at the time, and so left to start his own firm. In imagining that firm and its discipline, he was struck by a paradox. Almost all investment professionals worshipped Warren Buffett, but almost none attempted to invest like him. Stephen's estimate is that there are a ton of concentrated long-term value hedge funds, but fewer than 20 mutual funds, most visibly the Cook and Bynum Fund, that follow Buffett's discipline. Buffett invests in a small number of good businesses he believes that he understands and that are trading at a significant discount to what they believe they're worth. Mr. Dodson seemed particularly struck by his interviews of managers who run successful conventional equity funds, those with 50 to 100 stocks and a portfolio sensitive to the sector weightings of some index. I asked each of them, how would you invest if it was only your money and you never had to report outside shareholders, but you needed to sort of protect and grow this capital at an attractive rate for the rest of your life? Would you invest in the same approach you use now, 50 to 100 stocks across all sectors? And they said, absolutely not. I'd only invest in my 10 to 20 best ideas. And that's what Bratton Fund does. It holds 15 to 20 stocks in industries that the manager feels he understands really well. He does not invest in industries racked by frequent disruptive change such as biotech, media or oil. He does invest in industries such as retail, financial services and transportation, where he's fairly comfortable with his ability to make sense of their dynamics. When we say he does invest, we mean him personally. Mr. Dodson reports that, "I've invested all my investable net worth. All my family members are invested in the fund. My mother is invested in the fund. My mother-in-law is invested in the fund." And that definitely sharpens the mind. Because of that, he can imagine Breton Fund functioning almost as a family office. He's gathering assets at a steady pace. The fund has doubled in size since spring 2012. But even if he didn't get a single additional outside dollar, he'd continue running Breton as a mechanism for his family's wealth management. He might well have launched a hedge fund, but decided he'd rather help average families do well than help the ultra-rich become ultra-richer. What he wants to do is combine a wide net, a small circle of competence, a constant discipline and patience, 5 years to forever, are conceivable holding periods for his stocks. He's currently using the fund's small size to his advantage, since he can benefit from a stake in companies too small for larger funds to even notice. This is a one-man operation. Economies of scale are few, and the opportunity for a lower expense ratio is distant. It's designed for careful compounding, which means that it will rarely be fully invested, imagine 10 to 20% cash as normal, and it will show weak relative returns in markets that are somewhat overvalued and still rising. Many will find that frustrating. Our bottom line is this. The fund is doing well. It has handily outperformed its peers since inception, outperformed them in 11 of 11 down months and 18 of 32 months overall. It posted solid double-digit returns in 2012 and 2013 through May, with a considerable cash buffer. It will celebrate its 3-year anniversary this fall, which is the minimum threshold for most advisers to consider the fund. While he's doing no marketing now, the manager imagines some marketing effort once he's got a 3-year record to talk about. Frankly, we think he has a lot to talk about already. The Mutual Fund Observer has no financial relationship with Breton Fund. For more information, including the complete fund profile, visit us at mutualfundobserver.com. This is Emma Presley for the Mutual Fund Observer.